The idea of a bias correction inherently relies on observations that calibrate the radar estimates. So the first question to ask is, well, what gauges are even used to calculate a bias? For Legacy and Dualpole, a list of hourly gauges is maintained at both the RFCs and WFOs. RFCs tend to better QC their list, so when possible, their information is used. When calculating each radar's mean field bias, the hourly gauges are assigned to the radar with the best low-level coverage. Here is an MPE display showing the low-level radar coverage for WFO Norman, with hourly gauges overlaid. So for example, any gauge that falls within a light purple grid point will be used to calculate the mean field bias for KTLX. To learn more about viewing the gauge info in the MPE perspective, visit the VLAB references. For MRMS, the gauge networks frequently update and improve. Currently, MRMS uses a combination of the HADS and MADIS networks. To learn more, please visit our MRMS Hydro Products course.